الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفاه نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome once again with the program BIPI. As we all know that today, inshallah, we are going to go to the fourth pillar of Islam instead of the third. And we're going to just change the position of the pillars of Islam because we need to have some time with the third pillar, which is zakah. So we're going to go through the fasting and then pass to Hajj, as we are approaching Hajj. And after that, inshallah, we're going to come back to zakah, because I'm sure that there are a lot of questions related to zakah. And it also needs some wide explanation. The fourth pillar of Islam is fasting, as we know. Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, verse 183. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O you, observing الصوم, which is fasting, is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may attain perfection. So that is the evidence that shows that fasting is obligatory upon the Muslims, as it was obligatory upon the nations before us. However, the time and the way of performing fasting is different between the nations, and it was different from it is today at the beginning of the spread of Islam. As when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated to Medina, fasting wasn't yet been prescribed for Muslims. When he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to Medina and found the people there, the Jew, fasting the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them for the reason that they are fasting in that particular day. So they said that it is a day that Allah Ta'ala preserved Musa and the believers with him from amongst the children of Jacob, Israel. So we fasted. So Musa fasted as a way to thank Allah for that. And they, the Jew, were fasting at every 10th of Muharram. The Prophet ﷺ immediately turned to the believers, the Muslims, and said to them, we are more right with Musa than this Jew. So, you Muslim who follow me, fast this day. Whomsoever ate early in the morning should hold now until the day is over. And whoever did not eat anything should continue fasting until the following year, which was the second year of Hijrah, when fasting a particular period other than the period that the Yahud used to fast is made obligatory. which is the month of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan. As Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 185, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan. And then Allah Ta'ala said, فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. The month of Ramadan, and which was revealed, the Quran, a guidance for mankind and clear proofs for the guidance and criterion between right and wrong. So whomsoever amongst you sights the moon or sights the newborn moon or knows about the sighting of the moon, should then he fast that day. That month, sorry. Beginning with that day, when it is declared that the moon of Ramadan, the newborn moon of Ramadan is sighted, is already sighted. So Ramadan became the month of fasting for Muslims. But there are conditions for Ramadan. We have two kinds or two qualities of conditions. One conditions of obligation, that fasting during Ramadan is obligatory. The other quality of conditions is conditions of the acceptance of fasting. So the conditions for fasting being obligatory are four, which are Islam, Bulugh, which means reaching age of maturity, Al-Aql, sanity, Al-Qudra, على الصيام, ability for fasting. As the one who is unable because of being weak or old or ill, then these can break fast during Ramadan. Some of them will have to recover these days after Ramadan, after they are cured. And some others will only need to feed a poor or needy Muslim for each day 1.5 kilograms of rice. These are the conditions of obligation for Siyam. Sanity. The other quality of conditions for Siyam is the conditions of acceptance that make Siyam accepted. And they are six. The first is Islam. So we have Islam in both. In obligation of fasting and in acceptance of fasting. As if one is not Muslim, it's not obligatory upon him to fast. And if he fasted during that state, his fasting is not accepted. Aql is the same in both qualities of conditions. So one who is insanity, one who is sinned, and reached age of maturity in a state of Islam, and he is able to fast, then it is obligatory upon him to fast during the month of Ramadan. Also, it's a condition of acceptance, by the meaning that if one is insanate, then even if he fasts, it's not considered to be rewardable. The second and the third is free of the blood of menses for women, as well as free of the blood of delivery after birth. As these two bloods invalidate fasting, and it is forbidden for a woman to fast when she is in the period, whether the menses period or and childbirth. This was third and fourth. Menses is one, and childbirth, blood of childbirth is second, is another one. Fourth is tamyiz, or reaching edge of distinguishing between good and bad. And this has no limit, but some of the ulama say from 7 years old. Then if he fasts, it is accepted. But this condition is not agreed upon by all the scholars. Because many scholars say that if the child is in an early age, like 3 or 4, and the family, the parents, yani make him fast, he'll be rewarded for that. As in Hajj, when the woman raised the child and said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, is there any Hajj for this? And meaning reward of Hajj if this child performs Hajj. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there is Hajj for him and reward for you. And fasting the same. And the sixth condition is the niyyah, the intention. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Verily, deeds are related to the intentions. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يُبَيِّتِ الصِّيَامَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَلَا صِيَامَ لَهُ. Whomsoever does not have the intention for fasting from the night, then there is no fasting. Then his fasting the following day is not accepted. The ulama say that this is for the obligatory fasting, not the optional. As the optional can be started any part of the day. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come to his houses after sun rises and ask for breakfast. And when they say there is no breakfast, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast, used to say, Allahumma inni saim. The time for fasting, whether in the obligatory or the recovery or the optional, is from the dawn, which is, we have two kinds of dawn. We have the first dawn, which is the light that appears in the west. So the light that appears from the west for a while and disappears. And the second is light that appears from the east and spreads between hills, mountains, and houses. The second is the one that Siyam or fasting begins with. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 187, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ ثم أتم الصيام إلى الليل وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر. And eat and drink. The beginning of the ayah is أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةُ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ. And eat and drink until the white thread light of dawn appears to you distinct from the black thread darkness of night, then complete your fasting till the nightfall. So that is the obligatory fasting. It is obligatory upon the one who wants to fast, whatsoever fasting is. Obligatory or optional, he or she must avoid certain things. From that, sexual intercourse, which means inserting the male part into the female part. That is the forbidden. But enjoying the wife without having these things getting to each other, this is called mubashara. And Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Prophet ﷺ used to do mubashara, but he controls himself. And she said to the Sahaba, who amongst you can control himself? So it is permissible for one to enjoy his wife, but if he has ability to control himself, not to insert his private part into her private part, and to control himself not to eject. The liquid, the semen. The second is eating or drinking, or taking food or drinks or liquids from the mouth or nose to the stomach. That will invalidate fasting. So one need to avoid that when fasting. But using the siwak, the miswak, the toothstick, or smelling the perfume is permissible for one who is fasting. While smelling or breathing the smoke of incense has two different opinions of the scholars. One say that if it is smelled or inhaled directly from the incense itself, then this will invalidate. The other said it does not invalidate, but it's not smell or inhale the smoke of incense directly to the stomach or to the body. And that is the chosen saying, that it is permissible but not advisable. And whatsoever can be a representative or replacement of food or drink, such as the medical replacements like the glucose or whatsoever similar to it, that makes the one doesn't need for food or is not in need for food. And there are sunan or optional things for fasting. From these is to delay the sahur as much as you can, and breakfast as soon as the sun sets. Do not delay. As in the hadith that reported by Imam Ahmad, the Prophet ﷺ said, لا تزال أمتي بخير ما أخر السحور وعجل الفطرة. Isa Salam said, my ummah will continue to be in good as long as they delay the sahur to the last moments before Fajr, and they breakfast as soon as the sun sets. And from the sunnah is to increase your good deeds in while fasting, whether optional or obligatory fasting. Third is to avoid cursing. The fourth is to avoid responding to one who curses you, as the Prophet ﷺ said, when one fights you or curses you, just say, Inni Saim, I'm fasting. Fifth is to say when you break your fasting at Maghrib, when you take this to eat, you say ذهب الظمأ, thirst is gone, وابتلت العروق, vein got wet, وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله, and the reward is given by the will of Allah. The fifth is to supplicate. Sixth? Keep writing in the fifth. Okay, sixth. The sixth is to supplicate when you break your fasting by Maghrib, as the Prophet ﷺ said, one who is fasting will have an accepted dua by his iftar, by breaking fast, by break fasting at Maghrib. Seventh is to break fast by fresh dates. If they are not fresh, then any dates. If no dates, then with water. Do not say there is no dates, then take chocolates or candies or sweets or no, it got to be dates, no dates, water. This is not obligatory, but this is the sunnah. So if one does not find dates, cannot say, oh, this is the sunnah to eat something sweet, then eat some some kind of sweets. No, to breakfast with fresh dates, if not any dates, if not water. Eighth is not to eat more than some dates and drink some water and go for salah. And after Maghrib, after you pray Maghrib, you return back and eat whatever food you want to eat from which is lawful. So these are the things related to fasting, and inshallah ta'ala on Saturday we are going to go through the remaining of the rulings of fasting, such as the blessed month of Ramadan, what to do in it, the optional fasting, what it is, and what is the reward of it. And here we stop and give some time for questions if you have. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Is it permissible to combine intention for fasting? Example, if Arafat falling on a Thursday, then can one make intention for fasting Arafat and Thursday? Yes, if this person has a habit to fast Thursdays, but if it is only that day, then no. But if you used to fast Thursdays and it came to be Arafah, day of Arafat, then yes. And Allah is, as the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah is more wide than what you can do to be rewarded. Wallahu a'lam. Fasting the whole year in raw like that, it's not permissible, because the Prophet ﷺ said to Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, if you insist to fast like that, then you fast one day and break one day, which is the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. So that is the maximum you can do. Yes, some of the Sahaba and some of the Salaf after the Prophet ﷺ died, and some of the mothers of the believers used to fast every day except for the days that are not allowed, like 8 days. But is this better, or what the Prophet ﷺ guided to is better? Perhaps what the Prophet ﷺ guided to is better, and that's why Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, when he became old and it was difficult for him to fast one day and break one day, he said, I wish I have taken the permission of the Prophet ﷺ, or the advice of the Prophet ﷺ, and fast only Mondays, Thursdays, and 3 days of the middle of every lunar month. So it's not advisable to fast in row like that, but if necessarily, then the way of Dawood alayhi salam, which is also not recommendable. The recommendable is to fast like what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. He said, Ya Abu Huraira, la tada'anna قال أوصاني خليلي بثلاث أن أصلي الضحى وأصوم من كل شهر 3 أيام وأن أوتر قبل أن أنام. لا تدعن أن توتر قبل أن تنام وتصوم 3 أيام من كل شهر وتصلي الضحى. عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, do not leave praying witr before you sleep. Fast 3 days from the middle of the month and pray 2 rak'ah duha. Wallahu a'lam. Is fasting on Thursday and Friday allowed, or must you fast on Saturday also? No, fasting Thursday and Friday is allowed, but it should not be regular. It should not be regular every day, every week. But if sometime you Friday, it's permissible. Wallahu a'lam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found Aisha one Friday fasting, and he asked her, did you fast the day before it, which is Thursday? She said no. He saw her and said to her, are you going to fast the day after it, which is Saturday? She said no. He said, then breakfast. Wallahu a'lam. As we said, Friday cannot be fasted individually, alone. But if you add one day after one day before, it's okay. Now, if Ayyamul Bid falls on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's okay to fast. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's okay to fast. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's okay to fast. And the saying that Saturday is not permissible to fast except on what is obligatory, that is the hadith of Bint Bushr has, the ulama has spoken against it, and they said that there are many evidences show that it is permissible to fast during Saturday if it is not fasted separately or individually. Yani you fast before it or after. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's okay to fast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.